radio. That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
You know, most of us wake up every morning with a gift. It's all of our fingers and toes, full mobility, and the stuff that we kind of take for granted. But thanks to the gang at Gulf States Mobility, there are people who thought because they came home a wounded warrior or were in a car wreck or some other type of accident that they would never be able to drive again. They would be forever dependent on somebody else to help them live their life. Thanks to the technologies at Gulf States Mobility, many of those folks are back driving. They've taken back that part of their life. A home that looked like it would have to be sold. I can't use it. Well, they do chairlifts for stairs, ramps, rails. Gulf States Mobility has made those homes livable, safely accessible again, diminishing the risk of any further injury. And for those who can drive but must get around by wheelchair, the end of trying to get a wheelchair loaded into a vehicle by yourself is now over. The MV1, also available at Gulf States Mobility with one button touch. Ramp comes down, the driver wheels in, locks into position, and is on their way. It's restoring choice to lives that have been affected by the worst possible set of circumstances. That's what they do every day at Gulf States Mobility. James Garrett and Tommy Johnson not only do a great job, but they've been working with the VA, government agencies, insurance companies. They're fighters for the people that are their clients. You can reach Gulf States Mobility at 514-6590. If you don't have any, please look them up and like them on Facebook for the work they do.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. Hey, Montgomery. Local businesses need a communication partner who provides services tailored to your needs as well as a local support team. WOW Business is focused on your success so that you can focus on your business. Visit wowforbusiness.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today. High temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We would like to apologize for the way in which politicians are represented in this program.
It was never our intention to imply that politicians are weak-kneed political time servers who are concerned more with their personal vendettas and private power struggles than the problems of government. Nor to suggest at any point that they sacrifice their credibility by denying free debate on vital matters in the mistaken impression that party unity comes before the well-being of the people they supposedly represent. Nor to imply at any stage that they are squabbling little toadies without an ounce of concern for the vital social problems of today. Nor indeed do we intend that viewers should consider them as crabby, ulcerous little self-seeking vermin with furry legs and an excessive addiction to alcohol and certain explicit sexual practices which some people might find offensive. We are sorry if this impression has come across.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
Oh, welcome, folks. Welcome to the biggest and baddest broadcast in the land. No, it's not quite as big and as bad. Without the Captain Greg Budell here, but I, Joey Clark, am here. We're going to have a little bit of fun for the rest of the week.
And here they are.
So where to begin? I mean, you can peruse the news and find all sorts of negativity. For instance, it's not quite dominating the news like it was, but Hurricane Dorian continues to make its way up the southeastern coast of the United States. I mean, it's an amazing image when you see these satellite images. And it's serious business. And I hope everybody there in Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, all up the East Coast, are preparing, as they should. It's now a Category 2, and going up the Gulf Stream, or I don't know what it's called. I'm not even as good as Greg Budell, folks, but just pay attention. But of course, we're not talking about specific meteorology or, you know, the cone of doom and all this stuff right now. There are people doing that. Of course, the politics has to be brought up in the midst of all these natural disasters, these storms. And we have to do it with over-the-top headlines. We have to focus on this all day, every day. And again, it's serious business, but it's at a certain point, there's diminishing returns with all the freak out. That's how I try to relax now when I read the news, watch the news, look at the headlines. So I just imagine them sounding like Macho Man Randy Savage. I can't do a great Macho Man, but you get the point, folks. They all sound like, you know, roided up, painkillered up freaks. But I love you, Macho Man. I mean, who doesn't love Macho Man? But of course, folks like Bernie Sanders are jumping in. And many others are jumping in, grabbing on to Hurricane Dorian and saying that the reason this is going on is because of climate change. Of course, the climate does change. I'm one to believe that if it changes too much too rapidly, we could have some problems. But really what they're saying is that certain human beings, in fact, a lot of human beings, are just ignorant and wrong for using and continuing the advocacy, the distribution sale of fossil fuels. Well, today, for instance, CNN televised a climate crisis town hall. Well, no, it will come out later tonight. It's a climate crisis town hall for Democratic presidential candidates. Meanwhile, Hurricane Dorian, after tearing through the Bahamas, it just sat on top of the Bahamas, ripped through it, which was amazing to behold. Sad when you see the human suffering there, but just the awe-inspiring power of a storm like that, it humbles you. Makes you wonder, what can we do about this? But of course, the candidates that will be at this climate town hall on the very fair CNN, I can't even say that with a straight voice, they are not humbled at all. They see this as an opportunity to control more and more of our lives. The candidates will surely point to the Hurricane Dorian here as a call for more drastic measures against climate change. Bernie Sanders has already offered his own recently released Green New Deal as a solution. When we talk about a climate crisis, this is what we mean. This is what Bernie tweeted. Our people are in danger, and it's only going to get worse. We have no choice but to pass a Green New Deal. Okay. It is drastic. Again, calling, well, the hurricane's drastic, but the Green New Deal Bernie's offering is calling for complete decarbonization. No more fossil fuel use in the economy by 2050. But if desperate times call for desperate measures, perhaps extreme weather calls for extreme measures, especially when our own fellow Americans facing Dorian are at risk of becoming climate victims. But what if the Green New Deal, like that of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or the Green New Deal of Bernie Sanders, actually creates more climate victims than it saves? Because, by the way, that's how we have to judge all of American political life now. Who's the victim? Who's suffering? And how can we help them? It's an important aspect of life, don't get me wrong. When somebody is suffering and you can do something about it, you should probably help them. Now, sometimes you help somebody too much. This is not often talked about, where you're enabling them, where you're not allowing them to grow. Sometimes a little bit of suffering actually helps the situation. But if it's unjustified suffering, if it's suffering that is completely unnecessary and doesn't help anybody one iota, we should help those people out. However, I think we need a bigger metric, or at least more values that we judge our political action and our life and character as a nation based on. It has to be more than just getting rid of suffering. But apparently that's the new standard. So let's talk in terms of the standard people like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will understand. What if the Green New Deal creates more climate victims, Bernie, than it saves? This might seem ridiculous. There goes that crazy Joey, blathering on again, not believing in the science. No, I'm not talking about the science, not climatology per se, more looking at economics and data about how we're responding to these natural disasters, to these potentially deadly climatic events. For instance, the International Database, Disaster Database, it's a nonpartisan organization. And what this International Disaster Database does, well, it sounds like what the name mentions. Deaths from climate-related causes, such as extreme heat, floods, storms, and drought. This database shows that such deaths have been plummeting, as CO2 emissions are going up. Huh. How is that possible? How is it possible that as we pump more and more that greenhouse gas CO2 into the atmosphere, that people dying, people becoming victims of the climate is going down? How is this possible? Well, it's because fossil fuel energy that emitted the CO2 has empowered us to climate-proof our environment with heating when it's too cold, air conditioning when it's too hot, sturdy buildings for things like flooding and hurricanes and naders, as well as mass irrigation and weather warning systems. Essentially, fossil fuels, folks, has allowed us to innovate in different ways to protect ourselves from natural disasters. Because Mother Nature, well, she's not always very nice to us. Deadly exposure to the elements, to Mother Nature's wrath, has been with us before the dawn of humanity. Well, I don't know how it could necessarily be before the dawn of humanity. it can't be with us before we're here. But the point is, these sorts of things have been going on since human beings were even on the scene. Since we were made out of clay. Protection from the dangerous side of Mother Nature has always been one of our most vital challenges. Probably one of the first challenges. We don't have any clothes. It's hot. How do we protect our skin? How do we protect ourselves when it's cold? Like, these are basic questions even a kid can understand. And this has always been a human challenge. That's why shelter is up there with food, water, and clothing. Amongst the most basic needs. And as we produce more, as we get wealthier, one of the chief things we've purchased ever more of is security from the elements, including from climate-related dangers. And the world has been getting richer at an incredible rate. This is why I've turned over a new leaf, as they used to tell me in elementary school. Turn over a new leaf, Joey. How do you want to make your life better? Turn that frown upside down. And I'm smiling these days, folks. Hesitantly, tentatively, I'm smiling. I'm trying to drop my cynical pose when it comes to the world at large and really only give my cynicism to these political boobs that deserve it. These boobies like Bernie Sanders. The world, despite the language of people like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Why does she sound like she's hyperventilating when she's trying to be earnest?
We can do it. We just need the courage.
Good God. Millions have been lifted out of abject poverty. It only makes sense as we are getting wealthier. Everybody's getting wealthier. It only makes sense that humanity has simultaneously become less vulnerable to terrible weather. But here's the thing. The unprecedented rise in production and wealth and human security has only been possible thanks to harnessing the unprecedented energy abundance and reliability of fossil fuels. That's why climate-caused deaths have plummeted as CO2 emissions have risen. Fossil fuel energy has not taken a naturally safe climate and made it unnaturally dangerous. It's in fact the other way around. Fossil fuels have taken our naturally dangerous climate that goes back thousands of years and has always been a threat to our fragile being. They've taken this naturally dangerous climate, fossil fuels have, and it's made it unnaturally safe. We've never been this safe from the climate before. Fossil fuels are not an existential threat. They are an existential resource because they increase something much more important than the level of CO2 in the atmosphere. They increase the level of human empowerment. Increase life expectancy, income, health, leisure time, and education are all tightly linked to increased access to fossil fuels. So what would happen if we completely decarbonized our economy, as the Green New Deal would have us do? If legislation forced us to switch to far less abundant, less reliable sources of energy, which is what most of these green energy sources are, then production and wealth could decline dramatically, and impoverished people are less climate durable. Would decarbonization mitigate climate threats? Maybe, maybe not. But even if they did, even if we got rid of using and emitting carbon into the atmosphere altogether, the question then becomes, would getting rid of the carbon offset the simultaneous rise in human climate vulnerability? Here's the thing, too. I like making distinctions. If some brilliant entrepreneur, businessman comes up with a way to have carbon neutral or no carbon footprint, completely renewable energy that is just as reliable, just as cheap, just as efficient and dense as fossil fuels, and he or she sells that to the world and offers this new form of energy where we before didn't think it possible, probably discovering this new form of energy by utilizing the power of fossil fuels along the way, I'm all for it. If somebody can, through trade and through research and through tests, figure out a way to replace fossil fuels with something as efficient, as cheap, I'm all for it. But having the masters of the universe, those coneheads up in D.C., legislate our way to no carbon emissions, I have a feeling that's going to backfire. And it's not going to bring about the more efficient, cheaper form of energy than fossil fuels. What it's going to do is make us poorer. And also in the process, benefit some cronies over others. It will become an aristocracy of pull. Who knows where to pull the political levers? And this is already going on in this country, but it would be even worse. If you have the government take over a massive, incredibly important sector of the U.S. economy and the global economy, the energy supply market, I'm sure nothing would go wrong, right? And this is the thing. Oh, democratic socialism is just sharing. Democratic socialism is just taking care of people. We're not trying to nationalize or take over completely, take over industry. Well, it kind of sounds like you do want to take over industry. Where does it stop? Because you want to now have a complete overhaul, single-payer healthcare, Bernie. You want to completely remake the energy market. Oh, you want to continue to increase the government monopoly and funding of an education system that isn't serving people very well as they try to make their way into the ever-changing workforce and workplace. Where does this stop? Oh, I'm sure you would just leave the banking system untouched. I'm sure you don't want government to take over banking. We don't need Bernie Sanders as our president. And honestly, I'm getting sick and tired of all presidents. But that's another story for another day. You're listening to Happy Hour. We need to have a little bit of perspective on things, folks. Yes, Hurricane Dorian is a travesty, especially for those in the path of this devastating storm. There have been devastating storms before, and they will come again. The question will be, how do we prepare? When the flood returns, how are we prepared? What are the best means and methods for us to be prepared to face these natural disasters in waiting, crouching at our doorstep? That's the question. And it drives me personally up a wall. For instance, when Charles Koch passed, or was it David? This idea that because the Koch brothers made their living on fossil fuels, that they're the scum of the earth, is balderdash. It's ridiculous. I'm sure you can find corrupt things in the energy sector, companies doing certain things that I wouldn't like and you wouldn't like. But let's not kid ourselves. Without fossil fuels, the lap of luxury we live in, even for the low income among us, would not be possible whatsoever. The lifting of millions, if not billions, out of abject poverty in the last couple decades would not have been possible. Was it perfect? No, but we're denied perfection on this side of the Garden of Eden. We have to have perspective. Now, do you think you'd hear a speech like this from the President of the United States right now, Donald Trump? I doubt it. He's going to say it's a hoax. But at least he's not trying to completely overhaul the entire energy sector with the power and force of government, which at the end of the day is really just a form of punishing people into leading better lives. That said, we got to hit a break. This is Joey Clark filling in for Greg Budell. I'm going to be here for the rest of the week, hosting 4 hours straight, Happy Hour from 3 to 6 after the Dan Morris Show, then the Joey Clark Radio Hour from 6 to 7 p.m. live here on News Talk 93.1 FM. And I understand, when the Joey Clark Radio Hour goes on from 6 to 7 at night, you're probably at home. You're probably having dinner. I don't have as large of an audience. It's just the natural way of things. I get it. That's why there's a Joey Clark Radio Hour podcast. Look it up. Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, wherever podcasts are available. Tune in. Just go to the TuneIn app and search for the Joey Clark Radio Hour. Subscribe to it. Give it a review. Hopefully a 5-star. Very generous, nice review, because I know you're wonderful people out there. And you can follow me that way if you can't listen live 6 to 7. I get it. We all got busy lives. But, you know, please subscribe. I believe 84 will be joining me at 4 o'clock. Seth Spotlow might be here. We might have drop-ins throughout the week from Baron Coleman and Dave Mallory. Spelled with 3 L's, I believe, that last name, Mallory. We're going to have a lot of fun going forward. But it is stuff like this, having a little bit of perspective, that in the urge to save the planet and save us all from evil fossil fuels, you might in fact be making us, you know, more vulnerable to the very climate you're trying to save. The irony is, well, rich.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
One of the best investments you can make in your home, and to guarantee the comfort of you and your family, or to make sure you've got hot water when you need it, is a Clark's Club membership. For $159, you've got 2 annual tune-ups to your central comfort system. Before the weather gets cold, then come back in the spring and make sure you're ready for the long streak of hot weather ahead and that the system is running efficiently. If you need a repair, that AC unit should last 20 or more years. But the only way it's going to get it is if you give it TLC. And for me, that's the love of Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Everybody on the Clark's team is thoroughly background checked, and they're drug tested on an ongoing basis, so there's never doubt about who's in your home. But you'll see what I mean the first time you have contact with them. Their plumbers are top-notch, too. So for the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. 277-2125. 277-2125. They'll ask, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a Clark's Club membership or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
From Granger Thagard Real Estate Auctioneers comes an absolute estate auction in the River Region, strategically located near the Tallapoosa River south of Wetumpka and above Montgomery's Northern Bypass. Both commercial and residential sites are offered. Commercial lots in a business park, acreage on US 231, and residential lots with frontage on two sides are all offered absolute to the highest bidders on Wednesday, September 11th at the Hampton Inn, Wetumpka. See our website at gtauctions.com for more information. Auction is presented by Granger Thagard & Associates, Inc., Jack F. Granger, CAI
873. Go, O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4-ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood with 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
A
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of the 3 o'clock hour, and traffic looks pretty normal for this time of the afternoon. We see a busy boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. Both Interstate 65 and I-85 are both up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big delays on the 31s. Be careful, keep an eye on the traffic around you, and let's get where you're headed safely. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I heard you. You said your favorite color was green.
Joey.
Oh, I love this jam. Yeah, sing it, folks. Now, for all you conservatives out there, all of you on the Trump train, I have a little bit of good news for you. By talking about the plans progressive activists had for this summer in terms of congressional action against the president. Progressive activist groups had big plans for the August recess. They hoped that grassroots pressure from constituents would push fence-sitting House Democrats to come out for impeachment and prod Nancy Pelosi to move against Trump this fall. A trio of organizations, groups like Indivisible, Need to Impeach, and Stand Up America, had jointly set up a website, impeachmentaugust.org, to help activists find town halls and district meetups where they could lobby their members of Congress. It is the right thing to do, and our members agree, Megan Hatcher-Mays, Indivisible's director of democracy policy, told The Atlantic in a recent interview. That's why midterm voters flipped the House. They flipped the House because they wanted Donald Trump to be held accountable. Impeachment is really that final level of accountability, she said. There's really no more information gathering you need to do to know that the time has arrived to do it. But it didn't really work out that way. I mean, all these organizations working together. By the way, I love the name Indivisible. One nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Yeah, I remember doing the pledge every day. And I remember saying those words. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. Do we really seem like we're indivisible? Seem a bit divided. But anyway, I'm sure a group that's single goal, their singular goal, is to impeached President Donald Trump. I'm sure this group, Indivisible, is just going to unite people left and right all over the place. Right. Political language is so frickin' dishonest. Anyway, these activists had planned to use this August recess to really get the grassroots going. But as the recess began, impeachment backers had, you know, they had some reason for optimism. Despite Robert Mueller's underwhelming performance during his congressional testimony in July, support for impeachment had been steadily building among Democrats. Jerry Nadler, that fat idiot, had acknowledged for the first time that his panel's investigation of Trump constituted formal impeachment proceedings, but they aren't actually, Jer. By the beginning of August, the majority of the Democratic caucus had come out for at least starting the impeachment process. But I thought Jerry Nadler there had started it with... Again, it's almost like political language. So dishonest. And I know folks here on the right get frustrated with our own rhinos, Republicans in name only, when they are dishonest as well. But isn't it fun to read about how Democrats are dishonest as well? Anyway, they go through a long list of this idea that, oh, we've got the momentum. We're ready to impeach the bad orange man in the White House. But unfortunately, a large gap remains. Oh, so sad. Between the 134 House Democrats plus one independent, the ex-Republican Representative Justin Amash. Justin, I feel for you, buddy. I think you picked the wrong fight, but you're a libertarian, bro. Much love. They support impeachment. But that's 135 votes right there. They need, how many votes do they need to impeach President Trump? And by the way, just impeach him, which would send it to a trial in the Senate, which is still run by Republicans and Mitch McConnell. So this would be flaccid and ineffectual as a process in the first place. I guess some people are into that sort of thing. But they need 218 votes to actually pass articles of impeachment and prompt a trial in the Republican-controlled Senate. They only have 135. Dozens more Democrats will have to declare their support to force Nancy Pelosi's hand. And the path to a majority likely runs through purple districts, like a lot of these newly elected representatives in the House that won in 2018. Oh, and by the way, they have to run again in 2020. So if you go to Cuckoo and your singular goal to impeach the bad orange man in the White House, he's such a threat to our democracy, you're probably not going to hold the House. It's amazing how this whole process works. So don't worry, folks out there who are on the Trump train. He ain't going anywhere, not at least through the impeachment process. My advice to all those who are on the left, Democrats, and even some people on the right that want to get rid of Donald Trump, get rid of your greedy daydream of impeachment. Or, excuse me, your noble goal of impeachment. If you want Donald Trump out of the White House, beat him in 2020, baby. I'm sure Sleepy Joe or Elizabeth Warren with all her courage, or Bernie Sanders with all his passion and his nostalgia about visiting Moscow on my honeymoon, I'm sure they'll all be able to take on President Trump. Sure. We'll see. But also, there is the whole investigation of the investigators going on. I know we're impatient, but when you're going after something this big, you better get it right. And we're not done yet. The Inspector General is still investigating. Durham, the U.S. attorney from the Nutmeg State, Connecticut, who specializes in law enforcement corruption, is on the case, working with the Inspector General, working with Attorney General William Barr, working with this guy who's kind of been in the shadows, Hubert, out of Utah, a U.S. attorney appointed by Jeff Sessions. Something's going on here. And though, yeah, Comey didn't get charged for not following FBI guidelines on his memos he wrote about the president, when you actually read that report, there's something else afoot here. But we got to hit this break. You're listening to Happy Hour. I'll be right back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
I recently returned from about 2,000 miles of driving to and from and around South Florida. And, you know, there was one thing that was part of that the entire time. I never worried about my car because before I left, I took it to Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. In fact, I was kind of pressed for time, so I brought it to work. Don sent somebody over to pick it up, bring it back to the downtown store at 408 Madison. And by the time my afternoon show was over, the car was back and ready to go. They not only checked all the fluids, changed the oil, safety inspected the brakes, and ran the diagnostic check just to make sure everything was in good working order. They do a rolling inspection on tires because they have an incredible gift for finding things that are embedded. Well, as temperatures change and so forth, those can become time bombs that can end up with you on the side of the road changing a flat or calling AAA and losing valuable time from the time off you work so hard to earn. So partner up with Don Duncan. That way, anytime your car has any need, you know exactly where to go, that you're going to get a great price on the work you need done. By the way, tires, all wholesale priced, all major name brands at all three locations. In Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's. Don Duncan on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and downtown at 408 Madison for Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and it has value. Bring it over to Mark Reed's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Mark Reed's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
How easy is it to find the best new hires with Glassdoor? Yeah. Kind of like that. Post your job, and just like that, it's available to over 67 million job seekers. And Glassdoor only matches you with qualified applicants, so you can make the best new hire in half the resumes. Plus, Glassdoor hires are 30% more likely to stay with your company longer. Hire better, hire faster. Start your free trial today at glassdoor.com/hire.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood with 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
What's up, Montgomery? This your boy, Bama Miles, up here at Rim Time. We've been rocking with Blue Water Broadcasting for about 6 years now. If you're looking to grow your business, hit them up. They'll get you right.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. The Montgomery Police Department has arrested Carlos Geraldo, 26, of Montgomery, for burglary first degree and sodomy first degree. Monday at about 1:34 p.m., MPD responded to the 500 block of Festival Place after receiving a report of a residential burglary. On scene, they found an adult female victim who said that an unknown subject unlawfully entered her home, sexually assaulted her, then stole her personal belongings. Plus, in Montgomery, police are investigating a two-vehicle crash that ended with a car inside of a building early this morning. Officials tell us it happened near Madison Avenue and Union Street. Montgomery Fire says the other vehicle involved was a school bus, but there were no children on board. Even with all of that damage, there are only minor injuries. And Walmart and Kroger recently announcing they are no longer allowing customers to open carry in stores. Walmart has also said it's going to stop selling handguns and certain types of ammunition. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. As we continue to monitor the progress of Dangerous Dorian, which will continue to terrorize the southeastern U.S. coastline through the end of the week, Alabama's weather is quiet, a series of hot, dry days. Sunshine will dominate today. High temperature up to about 97, heat index 102. Clear tonight, overnight low 73. Tomorrow and Friday, hot days and dry. High in the mid to upper 90s. Then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s to near 100. The rain chances under 20% over the weekend. Stay up with Dorian and the rest of the tropics, plus our weather, too, with our free weather app. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey kids, looking for that quick pick-me-up for breakfast? Then try all-new Coca Puff cereal. Yes, from the makers of Toot Loops and Frosted Snowflakes comes Coca Puffs. Delicious Peruvian coca leaves, puff-roasted and coated in honey-glazed amphetamines, then fortified with 7 essential vitamins, minerals, and uppers for that taste that drives kids crazy.
Whoa, it's good, and I feel like I'm spinning. Look out, I'm a B-52 bomber!
Hey, watch out for that lamp!
Oops! I can do my homework at 200 miles an hour.
And you come down off of that ceiling.
And I'm a helicopter.
So what do you all think of new Coca Puff cereal? Yeah! New Coca Puff Cereal. The cereal with cocaine goodness that wakes kids up and never lets them down.
I'm awake.
Find it at your favorite grocers in the cereal aisle next to Super Sugar Crack.
Joey.
That's a classic provocative bit we play here in Happy Hour. It goes back years and years. But the reason I'm playing it, folks, is because of this quick hit story from USA Today News. It has to do with Hurricane Dorian. And I didn't realize this till I just read it again. But the waves stirred up by Hurricane Dorian brought an unexpected delivery to the shores of Florida over the weekend. But the particular shores the waves of Dorian brought this unexpected package to, Cocoa Beach. Cocoa Beach police are asking beachcomers in the aftermath of Hurricane Dorian to be cautious about suspicious packages after a duffel bag stuffed with 15 kilos of cocaine washed ashore over the weekend. The fine, worth at least $300,000, wonder if that's after you cut it, came before Dorian's violent stirrings in the Atlantic led to a single brick of cocaine being found along a beach in Melbourne on Tuesday. There's a possibility that more will come on shore, especially now that with these conditions, it could be coming from anywhere, said Manny Hernandez, spokesman for the Cocoa Beach Police Department. We're telling people to be cautious and not to grab or handle it, because if there is an opening, it can go into your pores and you can overdose. Huh? Really? I mean, I don't advocate cocaine use, but if you handle... I've never heard that before. I'll just say that, folks, and we don't have any experts here. But anyway, the duffel bag packed with the carefully wrapped bricks of powdered cocaine were found along the surf by a beachgoer about 5:30 p.m. Friday near the 6th Street Beach entrance. The beachgoer called the police to tell them about the suspicious package. Well, what a buzzkill. By the time it was weighed and done, it was a lot. There were 15 bricks. Cocoa Beach officers then contacted federal customs agents who took custody of the packages. And really, it's not unusual to find items like an occasional brick of cocaine or a bale of marijuana, called square groupers in this part of the world, bobbing in the waters off Florida or caught in the tides, even following a storm. In recent years, Brevard's coast has seen unintended spills from cargo ships and other vessels that have dotted the beach with everything from cans of coffee to other items. The rough surf, coupled with the Gulf Stream that hugs Florida's coast, can bring even more trash or treasure. I just love that all this cocaine was found on Cocoa Beach. We've got to hit another quick break here coming up. I believe Seth Spotlow and 84. Clay the Hammer Sharp will be here in just a minute. We're going to be getting into the whole Dave Chappelle comedy special called Sticks and Stones. It was just released on Netflix, and it's created quite a stir. Now, I'll warn you, if you haven't watched it yet, it's crude, it's rude, and I love it. But it's not going to make conservatives happy, everything he says. Dave Chappelle's not a conservative. But it's really, really blown the skirt up of the people, well, as Dave puts it, the alphabet people. The woke scolds on the left. So we'll get into a fascinating example from Rotten Tomatoes that shows the disconnect between the media and between the actual people watching everything going on in this world, from comedy specials to politics. I think it explains a lot with just a simple rating system. We'll be right back.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There are a few situations in life more difficult or challenging than divorce. Guys, if you find yourself in that situation, let me recommend you turn your situation over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, dedicated to serving men in matters of divorce. They bring a unique perspective to the life-changing challenges brought on by divorce. It's not about winning, it's about making sure that you get what you're entitled to, that your rights are protected, that every minute of child visitation is arranged for, that you walk away with your fair share of the estate you built together in that marriage. You planned, you worked hard, you made sacrifices. You got a nice home, savings, retirement, great kids. Their job is to deliver you and yours safely on the other side and keep you out of the emotional hassle. Do not try and handle this yourself. Turn it over to Delk and Tomlinson, attorneys at law, making men matter. The number is 819-4810. That's 819-4810, or visit divorceformenalabama.com.
She was the first female and first minority governor of South Carolina. She served as a member of President Trump's cabinet and the National Security Council. She was appointed the 29th U.S. representative to the United Nations, and she's coming to Montgomery for one night only. Faulkner University presents Nikki Haley, October 3rd at their annual benefit dinner. Tickets are on sale now. Order your tickets today by calling 334-386-7257 or at faulkner.edu.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer stand. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just going to ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings on your special day. Do you want your guests using a porta potty or a luxury portable restroom with private stalls, flushing toilets, and air conditioning? FormalOutings.com. Go in style.
We're rolling through our midweek traffic, and we have an accident to tell you about on Ann Street. It is near the Atlanta Highway at the intersection of Bruton Street, so be careful if you're in that area. Speaking of that area, it's pretty crowded on Madison Avenue coming out of the downtown area. There's a pretty big traffic jam right there at the Atlanta Highway and Ann Street, so be careful in that vicinity. If you're on the boulevard, we see lots of bunching up of traffic, especially around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and around the Atlanta Highway. If you're using the 31s to get in or out of town, we don't see any problems for you, and the interstates are up at a speed limit ride. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums, you should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing, okay? So remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Go, 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 O'Reilly.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 2 5-1/4 ounce bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8. Clean and lubricate your fuel system while increasing miles per gallon with 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Injector Cleaner for $8 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fall is all about color. So is Vigoro Colored Mulch at the Home Depot. Right now at Labor Day savings of 5 bags for just $10. Vigoro is 100% natural shredded wood, 3 beautiful shades. It beautifies your garden while retaining moisture. And at this low price, it also looks great on your budget. Today is the day for doing with Labor Day savings on Vigoro Mulch, 5 bags, just $10. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? 3 men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's here, my mystery days.
Hello, this is Joey Clark.
Mystery days, are you ready for your mystery days?
Joey.
Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery days.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
How do you feel about full frontal nudity?
Or a dud?
Oh!
Fun and surprises, that's mystery dating.
Open the door for your mystery days.
Would you like me to bend
over? Joey, that's disgusting.
See that little guy? That's Joey.
Yes, that little guy, sure. Sure, I'm average. I'm about 6 foot, like 180. Getting up to 185, brother.
You're like 5'10", dude.
I'm not 5'10".
Are you 6 foot?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I might be like a 16th short. I'm like 6 foot, essentially. Uh-huh. I'm going to add that 16th of an inch.
Yeah.
Makes a difference. How are you, Sesvala? Thank you for joining me today so early.
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be talking comedy. In particular, this Sticks and Stones Netflix special put out by David Chappelle.
Mm.
And Dave Chappelle knocks out of the park, in my opinion. And it's not just because he's taking on the woke scolds of the left or the blue check mark elite on Twitter. I just genuinely found it funny. I like that he went right into all the topics I've learned increase the pucker factor. You know, certain topics you bring up on radio or in public that, like, you could back up to a brick wall and suck out a brick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, just, ooh.
The worst of the worst, right off the bat.
And he just goes right into the breach.
That's
He's
awesome.
Like Alexander.